Ruth Dussel. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Kamala Harris makes her first major appearance since her election loss. Hundreds of angry lawyers rally against the president. A federal judge restores legal services to unaccompanied immigrant children. And San Quentin's Rehabilitation Center hosts a father-daughter dance. Former Vice President Kamala Harris spoke in San Francisco last week. It was her first major appearance since her election loss. She was the keynote speaker at the 20th anniversary gala of Emerge, a program that mentors Democratic women who want to enter national office. Audience members leapt from their seats and cheered upon her introduction. She described President Trump's first days in office as a desertion of Americans' fundamental values and warned that things are probably going to get worse before they get better. If Congress fails to check the president, she said, or if the courts fail to do their part, or if the president defies them anyway, there will be a constitutional crisis. She said, organizing is as important as ever, mobilizing is as important as ever, and running for office is as important as ever. Thursday was National Law Day, and hundreds of lawyers rallied outside a San Francisco federal courthouse. Organized by the Bar Association of San Francisco, they were objecting to President Trump's executive orders last month canceling the federal contracts and security clearances of major law firms because they did work for Democratic clients. Trump has also called for the impeachment of judges who rule against him. San Francisco City Attorney David Hsu said to the crowd, "We've just experienced the most disturbing first 100 days of a presidency in our country's history." Hsu has sued the Trump administration on behalf of the city over withholding funds from sanctuary cities, erasing online public health data, and firing federal workers. Many of the protesters were calling for the return of Maryland residents Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a legal U.S. resident whom the administration illegally deported but has so far refused to bring back despite a judge's order. Retired Judge Ladoris Cordell led the crowd as they recited their attorney's oath to uphold the Constitution. An unaccompanied alien child is defined as a minor who has arrived to the U.S. without a parent or guardian and without legal status. Many who have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border are victims of human trafficking. Others are fleeing violent crime, severe poverty, or gang violence and recruitment. Recognizing the vulnerability of these children, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has arranged one-on-one legal representation of the children to the greatest extent practical. Congress has appropriated funding for this work through September 2027. On March 21st, the Trump administration attempted to stop that funding. 11 legal service providers sued the federal government after their funding was abruptly cut in the midst of service. On Tuesday, a federal judge in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction to restore the funding to the organizations. The judge found that the government did not have a plan to replace the current system in a way that would achieve the same result. The Trump administration is expected to appeal the judge's decision. On a Saturday afternoon in April, 17 incarcerated fathers at San Quentin Rehabilitation Center got dressed in black tuxedos. They stood at the end of a red carpet and watched their daughters, aged 7 to 27, walk towards them in formal dress. Some of the daughters had not seen their fathers in years. After placing corsages around the daughters' wrists, the fathers escorted them inside a first-of-its-kind parenting prom. The event was produced by The People in Blue, a group of incarcerated individuals working to change prison culture. In order to participate in the prom, each incarcerated father had to graduate from an 8-week family communication workshop. Volunteers and correctional officers supported the event with flowers, games, and food. One woman officer helped the girls with their hair and makeup. Each father read personal letters to their daughters. Some got down on one knee. One man said, "It's the first time I've seen my daughters in person for more than a decade. I can't stop crying." And just in time for the San Francisco Giants season, The Smart Connect Larkspur shuttle has expanded service to 7 days a week. The shuttle connects the Larkspur train station with the Golden Gate Larkspur ferry terminal. Baseball fans can take the ferry to Oracle Park. And if you're over 65 or under 18, you can ride for free on Smart Connect shuttle and on the Smart train. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.